And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Sudden Change in Climate.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Big John. Last time we met, I was telling you about how Yuki Butcher wanted to play big league baseball. Sparky's the one who talked him into it. Told him he should go to Tampa, Florida and try to get a job with the Cincinnati Red baseball team. Of course, this was many years ago. It was in the spring of 1953. The spring of 1953. Oh, how well I remember what a beautiful spring day it was. Come join us.
Well, you finished your big job? How are you coming along there?
Just a little while, and I'll have it. Remember, if you want a good one that'll really fly high, it takes time to make it right.
Well, come on, hurry up while it's still nice and windy outside.
All right, you just sit down and relax. Read the newspaper while I work on this thing. See if there's anything on the sports page about Yuki Butcher.
I did read the sports page. Doesn't say a word about Yuki. I wonder if he's arrived at the Cincinnati Reds baseball training camp yet.
Well, I should imagine he has. After all, he flew down there in his airplane. When did he leave? It was Friday afternoon, wasn't it? He should have arrived in Tampa sometime Friday night, I should think.
Hey, what do you think, Big John? Do you think Yuki will make a place on the Reds ball team?
Oh, I don't know, Sparky. It's like I said, you have to be a pretty good baseball player to get into the big leagues. You know, they don't take just anybody who comes along.
Oh, Yuki's a good ball player.
Yeah, but it's been several years since he played minor league baseball. In fact, any kind of baseball, for that matter.
Well, you just wait and see. In a couple of days, I'll just bet we'll be reading all about Yuki on the sports pages. He'll be a big star in the big leagues. You just wait and see.
Okay, I'm willing to wait. Because this is something I really want to see.
Well, you'll see. You need just wait. How you coming along with my kite now, Big John?
Now, look, I told you to be patient, Sparky. I'll have it finished in just a little while. Now, sit down like I told you to, will you, please?
Boy, you're taking so long. By the time you're ready, the wind won't be blowing anymore.
Answer the door, will you? That'll give you something to do while I finish making this kite.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy, that is the most impatient kid I've ever seen. You're going to make a kite, you're going to make it right. That's what I always say. If you're going to make a kite, you got to make it right. I wonder who's at the door.
Surprise there, little fella.
Hey, good. Come on in, Mayor. You're just in time.
Howdy, Buster. Hey, what are you doing there? Or she, you're making a kite.
That's right, Mayor. Take a look at this. What do you think of that, huh?
Why don't I take it back in Lovely's Woods and fly it from the top of that little hill in the middle of the clearing back there?
Well, that sounds like fun. I haven't tried flying a kite for such a long time. I think I might go back there with you, that is, if you don't mind.
Oh, we don't mind, do we, Big John?
Why, of course not. As a matter of fact, we'd like to have you. I've almost got the kite finished, Mayor. What do you think of it?
Well, let me see here. Oh, for goodness sakes, Buster, do you expect this contraption to fly? If that's a kite, I'm an umbrella.
Well, what's the matter with that kite, Mayor?
Yeah, what's wrong with it? Looks pretty good to me.
Why, Buster, you haven't got that thing made right. You done went and broke every rule of aerodynamics when you put that there kite together the way you done took and made it there.
I did?
Sure. My goodness gracious.
Well, what did you do wrong, Mayor?
Well, first of all, take a look at this here strut stick here. It's crooked. That there kite won't fly with that there stick stuck in there like that.
Well, Mayor, I haven't put the finishing touches on it yet. I was going to straighten out that strut stick, all right.
Oh, well, go ahead and straighten it. And take a look at this here cross stick. You're supposed to be able to bend this with a string like a bow.
Well, I know, Mayor, but I haven't put the string on yet.
Oh, well, then why don't you just go ahead and put it on then?
Well, I intend to.
Well, hurry up, eh, John? Boy, there's a real nice wind blowing outside, and it isn't going to keep blowing all day.
Well, don't worry, Sparky. All I have to do is put on this string and bend this cross stick. Sure do get a lot of non-professional help around here. How's the temperature outside today, Mayor?
Why, it's very nice, Buster, very nice. In fact, it's a beautiful day here in our grand and glorious city of Cincinnati today.
Yeah, well, how about the temperature? How high is it?
Oh, it's mild, mild, Buster. See what I'm wearing here, don't you? Nothing but this here lightweight jacket and this sweater underneath. Okay.
All right, Sparky, I guess we're all set. Go get your sweater and jacket and mine, too, and by the time you get them out of the closet, we'll be ready to go back to Wobbledings Woods and see if we can get this thing off the ground.
Just a little bit further to go,
big
John.
Yeah.
Now, there's the hill. That's where I met the other
junkie,
right? Right over there. Right in the middle of the trail, see?
Gee,
that'll be a fine spot to fly this
here kite from. Yeah, excellent. Oh, have you ever seen a more beautiful day for this time of the year?
Well, I'm telling you, Buster, it's always a beautiful day in this here grand and glorious city of ours.
Oh, the sun is so hot, I'm going to open up the front of my jacket.
Yeah, sun is nice and warm, all right. Look at that sky, how clear and blue it is. And those fluffy white clouds here and there, aren't they beautiful? Why, they look just like big puffs of soft cotton.
Yes, we certainly are fortunate with the climate we got here in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's one of our strong points in the city. Yes, sir, the best climate in the land, right here in this grand and glorious city of ours.
I guess summer's here, wouldn't you say, Mayor?
Well, summer's not here, lad, but I'd say spring certainly is.
Oh, I don't know, Mayor, we might have some cold weather yet.
What do you mean, some cold weather yet? With a day like this, we won't ever have any more cold weather until next winter now, you'll see.
Oh, I don't know. You know how changeable Cincinnati weather is, Mayor? And what they always say, if you don't like the weather in Cincinnati, just wait a minute.
Well, that's adverse propaganda. Changeable, you say? It ain't no such thing. Just look at this beautiful day. Smell the air. Feel the warm sunshine. Look at that clear blue sky. It's a beautiful, typical Cincinnati day. A grand and glorious day. Beautiful, perfect weather.
Oh, here we are at the top of the hill. Okay, come on, let's start flying the kite. Come on, big guy. Run along the top of the hill and give it a good old start there.
All right, here we go. You hold it up and I'll start to run. Play out some string there and I'll get it up in the air. Now that's it. Just let go of it. Let go of the tail. Let the breeze take it over. There we go. Come on, let's go. She's going up. She's going up.
Fine,
fine.
Hey, run out some more string. Get more string, that's all right.
You can see it. We're up already. You can stop running now. Here, the nice breeze caught and just ticked it right up. Hey, look at that. Oh, hey, it's just fine. Just going right up there. How you doing, Mayor? Are you keeping up?
Oh, I'm all out of breeze. Yeah, let out more string there, Buster. That kite's really going up there now. Let out more string there. Give it a little play.
Come on, get up there and hurry. Come on, let me hold the kite winded out, big guy.
All right, here you are.
Hey. Oh, boy, this is fun.
Boy, that certainly is a nice breeze.
Certainly is.
Look at that kite go up.
Yes. We ain't let them people down in Florida and out in California talk about their soft, warm ocean breezes. Just feel this breeze, Buster. Oh, yeah. Stand up here in the top of the hill and it just wafts through your hair. Hey, can't beat this here Cincinnati weather. especially around springtime.
Yeah, but it's changeable, Mayor. You know that.
Oh, no, it isn't. Don't go saying that, Buster.
Ooh, look at my kite now, big dog. Way up there. I still got an awful lot of string on my kite binder, too. It's just about half filled with string.
Hey, do you hear that? What was that, Mayor? Was that thunder?
Thunder? Now, Hugh Buster, where in the world would thunder come from on a beautiful day like this? Ooh, ooh. Hey, I believe that was thunder, wasn't it?
Yes, and look how dark the sky is getting all of a sudden.
Wow, the wind is blowing awful hard all of a sudden. You better wind in the kite before it gets all torn to pieces.
Hey, it's starting to rain. Raining. My goodness, it's really coming down hard.
Hurry up, lad. Get that kite in so we can get in out of this rain.
Well, you may as well resign yourself to getting good and soaked, Mayor. We're too far back in the woods to get out of the rain.
Now, where do you suppose all this storm come from all of a sudden like this?
Sure, I'm having a hard time winding in this kite. The wind's really blowing. Yes, my hands are getting cold, too.
It is getting awfully cold. Here, give me that kite winder, Sparky. I'll bring in the kite for you. Wow.
Hey, it's starting to sleep. Well, hey, the rain is turning to sleep. Oh, sure, it's getting cold. Have you got the kite in yet, Big Jed? Come on, let's run home.
Yeah, okay, the kite's in. Come on, Sparky, Mayor, let's get home. It's too cold for me around here.
Me too. Boy, now it's snowing. Look at the snow come down. 5 minutes ago, who would have thought it would snow? The sun was shining real bright, and the sky was blue, and it's just as warm as summer. Now look at it. It's snowing. The sky is dark, and it's just as cold as winter.
What were you saying about this wonderful spring weather, Mayor?
Never mind, Buster. Never mind. Let's just get back home where it's nice and warm.
Yeah, I'm cold.
As I may have mentioned before, if you don't like the weather in Cincinnati, just wait a minute and it'll change. And that's the way that spring day went. The day we were waiting for news from Yuki Butcher, who had gone to Tampa, Florida, to join the Cincinnati Reds baseball team. Maybe by the time we meet in our next chapter, we'll have some further news. I'll tell you more about what happened when Yuki joined the Reds.